Bits.
I'm Quinn.
I'm Paulina. And that's it. We don't have Claire today.
Claire is...
She's on an orienteering trip.
Another one of those.
Another
she
one.
Just can't get she enough. Can't get enough. This one's a big one, though. It's on the other side of the pond.
She can't get enough orienteering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a compass gets her going.
Claire is in Ireland, the motherland for Miss Devaney.
A family reunion.
Or something.
At least that's what I've heard.
I don't know. Actually,
did we talk to her about this trip? Like, she was like, hey guys, just a reminder, I leave for Ireland Monday. And I was like,
oh yeah, of course, Ireland.
Oh, totally, Ireland.
And we are such dicks. We just like didn't ask any follow-up questions. I think I knew that she was going to Ireland at some point. I don't know if I know the full reason.
I'm still unclear on that. And because she was so certain, like she was just like, hey, reminder, I leave. I felt like I couldn't ask questions.
Well, oh, it was too late.
Because it was just like, we're in very deep here.
Oh, yeah. It was way too late. She left. She was like, I'm leaving on Monday. And it was Friday.
Yeah. Friday or Saturday.
And we're like, oh, yeah, yeah. For sure. For sure. For sure.
Totes. For sure. Have a great time.
Know, I've had your trip to Ireland in my calendar for months now.
Yeah. Listen, we were prepared to record without you. We've actually already been working on some stuff.
Well, Claire, hope you have a really great trip over there.
I also hope you don't listen to this episode.
No.
She probably will on the flight home from Ireland and for that big family reunion.
She'll come
reunion.
Back with notes from the family reunion that she's had, correct? The family reunion?
Claire, can you let us know? Listen. Big one.
Oh, today?
Like, there is so much to talk about. All right, so backstory.
Oh, God.
Paulina thought for a minute she might want a cat. And I have some Fosters from Scars. Bouchebaum.
That's actually the name that the cat came with.
E. Bouchard, yep.
What was the other Foster's name?
Z. Hyman.
Yes. Yeah,
our sweet guy. He got adopted last night. And so Bouche came over to meet Paulina's dog and had a snuggle with Paulina. And
turns out,
she's fairly allergic.
Incredibly allergic to cats, which I knew and conveniently forgot. I also, like, if anyone knows me, they know I have not been kind to cats, like, towards cats, sorry. Like, I'm not, like, abusive to cats. I have not been a cat lover.
A supporter, yeah.
A supporter of cats, yeah. I just thought, like, they were always the lesser species of, like, pets compared to dogs. But I kind of softened over time, and I was intrigued by the idea of a cat for practical reasons, like a trained
assassin
for like spiders or mice. You know, it's just like helpful to have a cat around the house sometimes. Anyway, I kind of thought that maybe I think I gaslit myself into thinking I was not allergic. Like, I was like, oh, I don't think I'm actually allergic to cats. I think I just hated cats for so long that I started telling people I was allergic to them.
Right.
Turns out, no, this was in fact a real thing. I am very allergic to cats.
You really romanticized the idea of Bouche coming into your
and
home.
And I think it was like they were named after
dog.
Oilers. Yeah,
of
yeah.
Course, I get it. And listen, he's like adorable.
I like checkouts. Unlikely friendships as well.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Right? A 4-pound cat and a 75-pound dog.
I know.
That's it.
Sounds
that's
cute.
The pair.
Yeah.
Won't be happening in this household.
No, I am incredibly itchy and my eye is swollen shut. Quinn can confirm. She's trying to look at me this entire time without laughing.
Well, it's unpleasant. And then I've also gaslit Paulina by wearing a hat that she would warrant canceling me over.
Oh, yeah. So I'm just riled up. I'm riled.
Look at you. You're riled.
I'm not that riled. Okay. I am riled because I hate when people say things like go sports. Like if you're at a fucking hockey game or football
like, don't
game. Don't
say go sports.
Don't
team.
Say go sports. Like it's so lame. It's the most like 2010 joke. Like let's.
Dad joke.
Yeah, like, let's please stop. And then Quinn walks in here, and she knows this about me. She knows how annoying I find this. Quinn walks into my front door wearing a hat with that a just cat says and a cat trying to kill me and a hat that says sports on it. Just sports.
I also texted her that I screamed with joy and laughter at how she was probably going to want to cancel me when I arrived at her home in my
You're
outfit.
Lucky I can barely see you because my one eye is no longer functioning.
You are now blind in one eye. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, I'm extremely uncomfortable and also riled because of Quinn's stupid fucking hat. So let's get
at the Bitsy Egg story.
So I can't. I'm going to apologize. Oh, sorry. On the Bitsy Egg story. Yes. So I apologize in advance if I get a little spicy today on today's episode because there's a lot of emotions. There's a lot of things happening.
Well,
over
when
here.
We first started, we had the spice peppers. We had like one pepper, two pepper, up to five. We got to get spicy again.
I think today's going to be a five.
Today's going to be spicy.
Today's
going to
be
We've
a
got
five
some,
spice episode.
We got some shit to talk about.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's start. Let's talk about number one on, well, actually, it's not, I wouldn't say it's number one thing that we need to discuss, but it is breaking-ish. It is pretty new, recent news.
Yeah.
So, why don't you get into the offer sheet
came
from the Blues.
Yeah.
The Blues woke up the other day and they chose violence.
They chose violence against the Edmonton Oilers because they don't, why would they want the Edmonton Oilers to win the Stanley Cup?
And also releasing that information on the same day that the McWedding photos are released. Hilarious.
You know, look at all this joy. Mm-hmm. I have some toxicity to bring to this. Let's turn the day toxic. All right. So the St. Louis Blues, for those who don't know, tendered offer sheets to two young Oilers players who had phenomenal playoffs. So that's what makes it sting even more. Like, it's not like they're just prospects. They had incredible playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in the Stanley Cup final. Philip Broberg, defenseman, who kind of really slid in, solidified. And here's the thing. Part of the reason we saw Philip Broberg so much is because they knew they couldn't afford to sign Vinny Desharnais. So they benched Desharnais and gave Broberg this experience.
Right.
He stepped up to the plate. Now he's been tendered an offer sheet. And they also tendered an offer sheet to Dylan Holloway. So not one, but two players.
Yeah.
Knowing that the Oilers are up against the cap, at current time they are over $300,000 over the cap. The expectation is that Evander Kane will be placed on long-term injured reserve, LTIR, as they say, so that he won't count towards the cap, but they still don't have enough money to sign both of them at that price. So the St. Louis Blues have done this on purpose. They have chosen violence, as you said. And so the Oilers have 7 days to match as of Tuesday when the offer sheet was tendered.
This is so, I don't know. Evil?
It's evil. It is bad karma inducing. Let's be very clear. The Edmonton Oilers did this back in, I think it was about 2010. They signed Dustin. Well, they tried to sign Thomas Vanek and then they signed Dustin Penner.
And what happened? What happened?
Decade of darkness.
Decade of darkness. You know what's happening to the St. Louis Blues? Decade of darkness.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely happening. They just confirmed.
Yeah. They created this. They created a situation for themselves, and that's fine. I don't really care.
I wish the St. Louis Blues management listened to this podcast so that they knew.
As if they don't, we're huge.
What they were getting into. Like, they should know. Somebody should warn them about the decade of darkness.
It don't matter.
No one wants to experience that.
It don't matter how many first-round draft picks you got.
So, and, like, yeah, these young players have become sort of, like, beloved by Edmonton fans because they had just this great story, each of them, especially Holloway, I kind of want to say, you know,
An Alberta boy as well on top of it.
Exactly.
So.
Do you think Dylan Holloway is going to take that offer?
I mean, why wouldn't you take the offer? Because it's a lot of money.
Why wouldn't you take the offer? Well, there is something called loyalty. And
that doesn't
fondness.
Exist in sports.
I feel like it does.
With some, it does.
I feel like if I was Dylan Holloway, I would want to stick with the team that is most likely to win the Stanley Cup and in my home province and with the best fans in the league who already love him, and the Oilers took a chance on him.
Yeah,
and gave him this amazing opportunity. Like, I don't know. Maybe I am overly.
I wish.
Maybe I'm naive and overly romanticizing this.
Yeah, honestly, I wish that all the time in sports. We're in that right now with Leon Draisaitl.
Draisaitl's staying. That's the thing. Draisaitl's gonna stay.
Yeah, I know. But then there's players that don't.
Who
right?
Was it?
And Leon Draisaitl already took the discount. Adam Henrique did take a discount as well.
I keep calling him Henrique. That's not okay, is it?
I don't know. Who cares?
Is he French Canadian?
You know what? Let's call him what we want.
Henrique.
Let's call him Henrique.
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 He chose to stay with the team that he believes in.
He's nearing the end of his career, looking for another Stanley Cup.
Different.
Like,
yeah.
I guess if you're a young guy and this team really wants you, I mean, that's pretty tempting.
Dylan's not going to go. He's not going to go.
Okay, so let's say, I mean, the Oilers can only pick one at this point.
Yeah.
Who are you keeping? Who are you matching the offer?
I'm matching the offer with Broberg because I think Dylan's going to stay either way. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, and I'm matching Broberg no matter what.
Okay.
Obviously, defenseman much harder to come by.
We need him more than we need Dylan.
Yeah, I mean, we have Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, plain and simple, period.
As much as I've grown very fond of Dylan Holloway, Hollywood, you know, I don't want either of them to go. And I don't want our sweet Alberta guy to leave as well. But I'm with you that we need Broberg a little bit more. So we're matching Broberg, but Dylan's going to be like, you know what? I'm staying with my guys.
This is my team.
This is my team.
My town.
I've watched sports movies. He could stay.
Of course he could.
He could stay for the right reasons.
He will not. No. And frankly, I'd love to go play with Jake Neighbors, former Edmonton Oil King, plays for the St. Louis Blues, top scorer on the Blues last year, and I believe it's second or third season. Love the guy. And you know what? I'm not going to lie. Jake probably knows Dylan because they're from the same area.
Maybe.
Like Southern Alberta, Calgary, Airdrie.
Jake's texting Dylan being like, bro, you gotta come over here, bro. Yeah. Like, we're gonna have so much fun, bro. But Dylan, if you're listening, which you probably are,
I'd say remember
the decade of darkness. Think back. If you go to St. Louis, that's all that waits for you.
You're never winning.
Do you want a cup or do you want a decade of darkness? Dylan, are you listening?
$2.2 million? What do you want, buddy?
Yeah.
What do you want, huh, pal?
Do you want to be in the movie that is eventually made?
Take $1 million, stay with the guys.
Yeah.
Stay with the con man.
Stay with your guys. And you can learn a lot by staying and working with, like, under Connor and Leon. You got to know that, too.
Yeah.
Listen.
And you know what? I'm going to gaslight you a bit here. St. Louis is just doing this to piss the Oilers off. This isn't about you, Dylan.
There's so much gaslighting happening on today's episode between you and I and me to myself and you to me and you also to Dylan.
Yeah. And probably me to myself as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I assume that you are
also gaslighting yourself. So.
Dylan, do you want to be in the movie about this era of Oilers? Do you? Because there is going to be a movie about it. There's going to be a Remember the Titans.
Do you want to be in the movie? Do you want to get invited to Leon and Celeste's wedding?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or do you want to go to St. Louis?
No
wedding.
Because
the next big wedding is Leon and Celeste.
That's so true. Speaking of big weddings.
Yeah, well, let's dive in.
Wait, do you think Holloway went to the wedding?
I don't think. I wouldn't know. Vogue didn't put him in the picture, so.
Okay, let's talk about the McWedding. This has been long awaited, anticipated. People have been, and by people I mean, you know, hockey fans and Albertans, let's be honest.
Edmontonians.
I will say, okay, so Vogue Australia finally released photos.
Yeah.
Because they signed
an NDA.
No one could find anything about no. this wedding. And we were like, what is going on? Like, Lauren Kyle is very online.
Yeah.
These girls, leading the Wags up, are very online.
And then all of a sudden, 3 days, the Thursday before yeah. the wedding, it's radio silence. And I remember being like, oh my God, it's wedding day.
Yes.
And I go on Instagram and I was like, I have been absolutely robbed of any joy and happiness this weekend.
Yeah.
And you've done this to me.
Yeah. So then we found out that it's because they signed an NDA and they sold their photos, the photo rights to, we thought it was Elle. But turns out
it would make sense that it was Elle Canada, right?
Yeah. That's what we assumed.
If you're talking celebrity weddings, like why would it be anywhere else? But now it
turns
out
magazine.
It was literally the fashion. It had nothing to do with the celebrity and everything to do with the fashion. The girl had 5 dresses, including yeah. one that took months to find. And 2 weeks before the wedding was found at a vintage shop in New York. That was seen on Kate Moss, a Chloe dress
on the runway in 1997.
On the runway in 1997. So she ended up wearing, she got a dress made, ended up wearing that for the party because you know that like red wine doesn't come out of that, out of the vintage dress.
No,
we're
that
not
makes
taking
sense.
Chances.
Do you know, I doubt Lauren was drinking red wine.
What do you think she was drinking?
Something that wasn't going to spill on one of her 5 very expensive dresses and leave like
champagne.
A stain.
You're right.
She seems it's like champagne. She seems like a 1 to 2 glasses of champagne on the wedding night kind of gal. So Vogue Australia released the photos. First of all, why Vogue Australia?
Why does Australia care? It doesn't make sense.
I feel like Lauren insisted on Vogue. For the credit, for like, you know.
The clout,
it's
yeah.
fucking Vogue.
Yeah.
But maybe only Australia bit. Because my best friend lives in New York and she texted me because we're all in a football chat. A fantasy football chat.
Football, but okay.
And there's, listen, I'm trying my best to get you in, okay? Yep.
I think that hurt more.
Megan texts me and she's like, because everyone is texting this chat because it's a lot of Alberta people. It's a lot of Edmonton fans in the chat. And Megan and I grew up in Calgary and she lives in New York now. But so she has no idea who Connor McDavid and Lauren Kyle are. And she's like, who are these randos that were posting wedding photos of in the chat? Why do we care? I'm very confused. And I'm like, first of all, she doesn't want, I mean, it should be said that she also doesn't watch a lot of sports.
Well, that's clear. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, well, first of all, Megan, like,
but she's in the football chat. Great.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. She auto drafts every year and shame upon your household.
Yes.
Megan.
Okay.
Oh yeah. I was like, first of all, he is the greatest hockey player in the world.
Yeah.
Present
time.
He is basically like modern day Gretzky.
Yeah.
Who, of course, you must have heard of by now, Megan. So I gave her that backstory. But it is kind of interesting because it's like maybe we live in this like bubble of like this wedding was so on our radar. But I think it is mostly Alberta.
Of course.
And hockey fans. That's pretty much
That's
it,
why
right?
the celebrity wedding sale didn't make sense. Because I was like, nobody cares enough about them
I
other
thought,
than Edmonton.
I thought Elle Canada
did
made,
they sell
made
to
so much,
Edify?
Yeah, Edify would have
purchased,
been.
Yeah. Yeah. They were probably in the mix.
So I think that is my theory, though, on Vogue Australia and why Vogue Australia got it. Because, like, I can't imagine, like, Vogue US, like, the American Vogue is a huge deal.
Anna Wintour is not having anything to do with that.
No, I can't.
So the reason that there's, I obviously assume the reason the connection is there, because it's Condé Nast, which is the parent company that owns all those magazines. And, of course, Architecture Digest did that story on Connor and Lauren's house.
Oh.
And so there's already the connection there.
Oh,
so
I didn't realize
that. Already in with Condé Nast.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense. Okay,
is this
that
a learning moment?
Yeah, this is a learning moment. Let's cue it up. Today I learned that Condé Nast owns the magazines that own Architectural Digest and Vogue Australia, which makes perfect sense.
Yeah, why? Vanity Fair. It is an absolute monopoly. They own every magazine. Yeah.
Yeah, so there we go. That's
so
why.
The connection had
and
already
that is
been
why
there.
The McDavids are featured in Vogue Australia. It's not because they couldn't get regular Vogue or like OG Vogue.
I don't know.
Maybe it's a little bit of that. Okay. Anyway, learning moment over. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the fashion then for a second. Five dresses worn by Lauren Kyle. I have to give credit where credit is due. These dresses were gorgeous.
They were absolutely gorgeous.
I kind of expected that her wedding, like walking down the aisle dress, would be not too embellished. It wasn't going to be, it was probably going to be like something like crepe or just like a very, you know, simple in terms of the fabric and everything, which it was. And I thought it was stunning. That is my style for a wedding dress for sure.
Absolutely. And then the slit.
Yeah.
The slit in that like kind of princess fitting dress. Like it certainly had some.
Yeah. It's the ball gown. I think a lot of people thought like that she was going to go the more form fitting, like kind of like a sexy wedding dress, but still classy
she
and elegant.
She did that on rehearsal night, and that's
my pick.
Well,
I guess that's
pick.
Why you have five. Oh, the rehearsal
dress
was
the Ralph Lauren
stunning.
Dress.
Yeah.
The deep cut with like the silver chain.
Yeah.
That like met the deep cut. Absolutely stunning.
Also, like, yeah, very, very classic, very vintage looking.
And Ralph Lauren, and let me tell you, I wore Ralph Lauren pants today that I found at Value Village.
Oh.
And
you felt like
felt
Lauren Kyle.
Very Lauren Kyle.
Kind of the same.
Absolutely stormed through the pedways at work. Like, just killing it.
So the thing to do these days, it seems, is to get like a custom Vivienne Westwood wedding dress, which is what she did. And honestly, like, you know, why if it's not broken, don't fix it. Like, Vivienne Westwood is Vivienne Westwood. And Lauren Kyle's walking down the aisle dress, absolutely stunning. What would we call that? Ceremony dress.
Yeah.
I also, the other ones were also great. I think those two are kind of favorites. Yeah. I did really enjoy the after party dress, the like one that
the
was
Chloe,
based on the 1997 Chloe, or it is a 1997 Chloe dress based on the one that.
Well, what's came wild? Off. What's wild is that they couldn't find it. She had tried to source it for months and couldn't find it. So then she found a designer to do a replica. And then 2 weeks before the wedding, they found it.
That's wild.
So she wore it briefly. But then for the after party with Loud Luxury, disappointed it wasn't Nickelback, which we had obviously predicted months ago. But then to preserve the vintage dress, which I think probably makes sense. I mean, give me 32 seconds in that dress at a party and she gone.
Oh,
like, it's not
absolutely
good. It is covered in beer.
Oh, everything.
Probably saliva.
Yes.
Because I'm drooling. And
there's
like, who
soup
knows
on
what else.
It. There's soup on
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah. Like
there is
the
wine.
Salad dressing, that oil is not coming out of the Chloe dress.
God, it like me and oil stains are our soulmates for life. I cannot escape them.
One doesn't go without the
other.
No,
everything that I own has an oil stain on it. And I'm like, I didn't know oil was in so many things, but here we are. Yeah, 100%. So, kudos. The dresses were stunning.
I gotta know
the cost. We did have, we'll get to costs in a second, but we did have some predictions in an episode a while back, right? I'm curious about how many of those we actually landed.
Well, we certainly guessed.
One of us said, it wasn't me, I don't think, but one, I think it was you or it was Claire, but you guys said that it was going to be a lot of neutral tones. And that was correct. I'm pretty sure the bridesmaids were wearing.
I think the rehearsal night they had pastels.
Okay.
If I remember correctly. When they were all at the...
But the bridesmaids, did we see many photos of the bridesmaids?
No, they had white.
Yeah,
they
that's
had
what...
Custom,
okay.
Listen, custom made. Did they have to pay for those?
If I was
asked to a wedding party and they were like, we're going to get multiple custom dresses, I'd be like, I don't actually like you that much.
Lauren and Connor have to front the bill for that, I assume.
They're fronting the bill.
Yeah. If you have that many specifications.
Unless Sam Gagner's wife, there is some money in there. Old money, is it?
Oh my God. Okay, well, we're going to get to this fucking old money thing in a second, which is the most ridiculous thing that I've seen come out of this wedding so far.
Why a second? Why
okay,
wait a second?
Let's do it now. You're right. Okay. I just want to note that we were wrong about Nickelback making an appearance, which is disappointing, but I think we could also, we also predicted that Lauren would not allow Nickelback at the wedding because it does not fit the vibe. They
yeah,
are
and
not
she doesn't
aesthetic.
Understand that they're in their renaissance.
They are
yeah.
not, they are not old money.
They don't
aesthetic.
Fit the old money theme. Yeah.
I did predict that they were going to do their first dance to Ed Sheeran. They did do their first dance to Ben Howard. I mean, I think I was the closest. I said, you know, basically a boring white guy with a boring white guy song, and I'm not incorrect.
Well, not after Folk Fest, you're
yeah,
not.
Yeah, okay. Like, I know side, that you like Ben Howard.
Side note, I love Ben Howard.
Who I thought was Ben Harper ben until the second he came on.
Yeah, it's pretty
Ben Harper's a different guy.
Very different, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, shout out Ben Howard. You were brutal at Folk Fest.
Yeah, it was boring. It was boring. So anyway, I wasn't too far off there. Old money. So Lauren Kyle.
Foot up on the table. Let's get to
it. Let me get into this. Okay. Lauren Kyle posts on her Instagram. It's a reel.
Part one of five.
Part one of five. That makes sense. There's five dresses. There's going to be five reels documenting the wedding. Okay. Part one of five. A romantic old money themed rehearsal dinner on a vintage steamship.
Yeah.
Old money.
Go
theme?
Off, queen. Let's go.
Old money theme. Just say rich. Just say we are making the wedding rich people themed. They made the wedding money themed.
I don't understand. It's in the title. I don't think I know how to dress old money. Like, do you just wear pearls?
Do you want me to? Let me define old money
yeah,
for
Google
you.
Yeah, Google it quickly for us.
Old money, according to Wikipedia.
Okay, here we go, Wikipedia.
Is the inherited wealth of established upper class families or a person, family, or lineage possessing inherited wealth. Okay. Think, it's basically like, old money is like
it's monochrome,
upper class white person thing. Okay, think the British monarchy, think the Rockefellers,
Charleston, yeah. South Carolina. Think Charleston, South Carolina. That is old money central, baby.
It's
I know this from watching Southern Charm
and the Gilded Age, which you know mm-hmm. is actually a good show. The meaning of old money is people whose families have been rich for a long time.
So that's not even a theme because like, what does that even mean? It's just classy. It's just extra, like you wear pearls.
Again, just say rich. Just say rich white people because that's what you guys are. And that's what the theme seems to be. And it's, okay. So old money, just like I'm on TikTok a lot. I don't know if you are on TikTok a lot. So the old money aesthetic, I guess, is not meant to take the actual definition of old money too literally, although I do think Lauren comes from money, so maybe it is somewhat literal. Anyway, the aesthetic is luxury, it's elegance, vintage, it's, you know, the Kennedys on a boat, I guess. So it's opulence. It's opulence. You are definitely showing wealth. In the reel, they're doing close-ups of like designer bags. Like, oh, just so you know, there's Chanel on this boat.
Oh, Yves Saint Laurent is making an appearance.
I will say, I mean, the aesthetic is, it does look lovely. It like the wedding is gorgeous. I can't deny that the wedding isn't stunning. So they did nail the aesthetic. It's just, it's such a strange theme to openly attach yourself to. That's the only thing.
Well, because it's a trend. I didn't even realize that. But I mean, let's just talk about it. You didn't have to. You had five dresses, one that was sourced for months and then custom made. Vivienne Westwood dress in which you flew to England multiple times for the fitting. At the lake house on the on the island that is like remote in Muskoka, they built
Old Woman Island
dock. They built a dock ceremony.
Do you know the cost of lumber these days?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, me neither.
I imagine everything's expensive.
I imagine and it's not so cheap to build a dock.
We're aware that you had a price wedding.
Yeah.
How much do you think it costs? It's over $1 million, right?
Over $1 million easily.
That's insane to think about. And then when are they going to go on a honeymoon? She's never getting a honeymoon.
Why?
The season starts soon.
They're going on a honeymoon immediately. Like right now.
He has to train.
No, they're going on
the
a honeymoon.
The season is coming up.
They're
There's
on
no
the
way.
Honeymoon as
Connor McDavid is taking it too seriously. Did you not see some of the photos where he's like deadpan straight into the camera? He's getting ready for the season because they're winning the cup this year.
They are, but do you think Lauren Kyle for real is not off to French Polynesia right now?
On a PJ?
Yeah. They're going to their honeymoon.
I mean,
I guess
I shouldn't discount it because like All-Star break, they have like 2 days and they'll fly somewhere wild. They're going.
And that is my prediction for their spot.
French Polynesia.
Yeah.
I don't even know where that is.
It's like when those docks, which they're probably getting custom built, go out into the water and then they have those like,
so they'll go on the honeymoon the water. When the building is ready.
Yeah, I just find this really funny, and I think they will get trolled a little bit in the comments for this old money theme, because it is a little absurd that they would just call it that. It's just, I guess, in a way, good for you. It's so blatant.
Good for you.
You're just like, look, we are, and this is sort of
this is a rich group of people.
Old money coded. It's like, hey, we have a lot more money than you. We are therefore better than you. You know, that is sort of the vibe. And in a way, it's like, you know what? Get it, girl. Like, at least you're not lying about what you're doing here.
I feel like I already knew that about myself.
It is rich.
I would take one game paycheck of Connor's and I would.
And then
you'd
be like, listen, I am old money blonde now.
Did she just have an old money theme 43rd birthday party?
Yeah. No, do not. We're not doing that.
Well, I'm wearing my sports hat and I'm having an old money themed birthday party.
We should
in
have
September.
We should have like, wait, your birthday's in September?
Yeah. I'm a Libra.
Amazing. Okay. We should have like the antithesis to an old money themed birthday party for you.
Poor white girl?
Yes.
I don't really have to do anything to have a poor white girl party.
Maybe it's just like Hillbilly Berta. Yeah. Okay, you know what? Let's workshop that later.
Yeah. This is probably not the time nor the place. I don't think we have time for Olympics.
So something about, no, we don't have time for Olympics, I don't think. But remember, okay, so I think they're going to get trolled in the comments for this little bit. But do you remember when they're home? Which we talked about because of Condé Blast or whatever.
Condé Nast.
Yeah, sure.
I taught you something really important tonight. The least you could do
is remember what I learned. I almost never do. So remember when they're home.
Do you want to pick up the cat again?
Remember when they're home that Lauren designed was featured on Architectural Digest and it kind of got ripped apart. That... In a way, their home was also money themed.
Yeah.
But it was more new money themed. It was more like we're a bunch of like 20-year-olds who came into an impossible amount of money all at once. And
we're living in a city where
we're
the
just
cost
gonna
of
buy,
living is low. So we can just go bananas.
We're just going to buy the most expensive things and fill our house with it. You know, ignoring any like style, like completely. Like, let's just pile a bunch of expensive things. And if you're in your early 20s, who among us wouldn't probably do the same thing, honestly? Anyway, my point is, which I don't really have one, is that their home, new money. Their wedding, old money.
Old money, baby.
Wait, I have a question.
Oh.
Kane.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about this. All right.
Kane was in the
Vogue Australia
photos. But you made an interesting comment that you think, you have a theory that they're a little bit on the outs with Kane.
Okay, so I've heard some rumors about Evander Kane in the Stanley Cup final not being a great teammate. I have absolutely no confirmation of this, but have heard that he missed a practice, just completely okay. MIA in the Stanley Cup final, which is a tough look when your team's in the Stanley Cup final. Like, you're injured, you're not playing.
Yeah.
But still, you show up with your team because y'all are a team. So obviously, I mean, the invites to the wedding went out before that, so they couldn't uninvite him. But then it's just like he shows up in the Vogue Australia photo, and it's almost like they had to put him there to show that, like,
he's in there.
He came to the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, we're good.
Okay.
It's planted. Why was Evander Kane in that spread?
Like, just a random photo of Evander Kane.
Partying. Yeah. I imagine that there was many an Edmonton Oiler there partying.
Because was
Leon Draisaitl? Because
there wasn't just a single...
Darnell Nurse?
Well, I mean, I can see, like, Darnell getting, like, overlooked in the spread. I don't know. But, like...
He was in the wedding party.
Darnell Nurse was in the wedding party?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Also, I liked that I didn't really recognize most of the people in
Two
Connor's
guys,
wedding.
Leon and Darnell. Yeah,
because
the rest,
it was like...
Oh, and his brother.
It was just, like, Connor's buds, you know? Because he seems like he's
like
maybe a
down-home
guy. Yeah, yeah.
That has kept his friends forever. My one comment is that they all looked way older than him.
Okay, I can understand Leon being, like, featured even heavily in the spread because it's Leon Draisaitl.
And, like, it's not like you're, like...
But Evander Kane, I guess.
Throwing a photo of, like, an unattractive man like Mike Ricci.
So you think, but you think...
No,
you have a theory
going conspiracy theory central
okay,
here, baby.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. Interesting.
Spread the word. The Evander Kane photo was planted.
We're going to keep an eye on that. Okay. You know what? Let's do 2 minutes of Olympics.
Okay.
I think we got it. I think...
All right.
Let's just...
One thing each that we learned at the Olympics.
Loved that. One thing I learned from the Olympics. Okay, give me a second here to think. Do you have one? Do you know what you learned?
I learned that Australia... I mean, I already learned this when I was in Australia. But I didn't know how deep it ran. But it doesn't matter if it's the Olympics. They're out there trying to find a party drug named cocaine. And there will be a fall guy. And had he been able to...
For the
sake of getting that cocaine. Yeah. He was willing to take the fall for the entire Team Australia Olympic team.
Yeah, that is hilarious because, of course, Australia is like, we will do whatever it takes to make sure.
I've already seen it on, like, some of my favorite Australian shipmates, their Instagram. It was like, there is a fall guy. He was the fall guy.
Oh, my God. This is a whole thing.
It's a thing.
Every Australian group has a fall guy for getting cocaine to the party. This is what I've learned recently. In addition to what, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just snowballing off of what
you
learned.
So that's my learning moment.
Well, that's funny because I think my learning moment is also Australia themed. A lot of Australia today. Gaslighting and Australia. Very prominently featured
prominent.
On the bits. Okay. During the Olympics, I learned that if you practice hard enough, show perseverance, skill, determination, discipline, you probably still won't make the Canadian Olympic team. But you can join the Australian breakdancing team. I am, of course, referring to Ray Gunn. The other most iconic person that I saw in addition to Tom Cruise over the course of the Olympics. I am obsessed with Ray Gunn. I need to know more about Ray Gunn. That I have watched that video more times than I can count at this point. And I have heard also that she did somewhat of a scammer move to get herself there. Like, she's like involved in like the committee of like choosing the
dancers. Why wasn't she the fall girl then? This doesn't make any sense. You picked the wrong guy, Australia. Yeah.
Obviously, Ray Gun has the bag.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. I mean, I could also get salty and say that I learned during the Olympics that you will start an online stir about a woman competing as a woman, a biological woman competing as a woman, but say absolutely nothing about a child rapist competing in beach volleyball. But anyway,
yeah, we learned that the hard way.
Maybe I cut that part out. But
nothing that should be surprising to us. But she's also suing J.K. Rowling and Elon Musk, and I am here for it.
Yeah, I know. People are like, "Well, what about free speech?" I'm like, "Okay, but what about slander?" Isn't it slander?
What about cyberbullying?
Yeah, cyberbullying, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your wife's a lawyer. She's sitting here.
Sarah, is it slander for
libel?
Is it slander for J.K. Rowling and Elon Musk to call female boxer a man and accuse her of being a man in the Olympics and not allowed to compete against women, even though she was born biologically
as a woman.
She doesn't give free legal advice. I'm going to say that that's probably slander, though.
I think it's libel.
Can you at least tell if it's tell us if it's slander or libel? They cyberbullied her. Defamation.
Oh yeah, defamation.
Defamation.
Yeah. Whew, never thought of that one.
All right, makes sense. Okay, well, on that note, this was fun.
Not a bit of the bits today. Big one.
A lot of the bits.
That was a lot of bits.
Yeah. Part 1 of 5. We actually have 4 more parts of this episode coming out.
Stay tuned.
Okay. Thank you for listening to The Bits, and we shall see you on another time.
We'll see you on another time. Miss you, Claire.
Bye, Claire. Thank you for listening to The Bits. You can follow us at The Bits Yeg on Instagram and subscribe, tell your friends. You can find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.